You're tuned into the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT. In-depth interviews, voices, and analysis on what we can do as ordinary people to stand up for Palestine. For more information, visit ckut.ca/news. I'm joined on the line right now with Hind Awad, who is joining us from Toronto today. Hind is an organizer with CAIA, the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, but also a former coordinator of the Boycott National Campaign in Palestine for BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement. Welcome to the program, Hind.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
So to begin, can you describe the origins of BDS, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Movement in Palestine?
Sure. Boycotts have always been a part of Palestinian civil resistance, and they go back to the 20s when Zionist products were being boycotted at the time of the British Mandate. But in 2005, inspired by decades of Palestinian civil resistance, but also by the South African anti-apartheid movement, an overwhelming majority of Palestinian civil society issued a call calling on people of conscience and organizations all over the world to impose broad boycott, divestment, and sanctioned initiatives against Israel until Israel complies by international law, by meeting three basic rights, the first being an end to occupation and colonization, which includes the dismantling of the wall and ending the siege on Gaza. The second is full equality for Palestinian citizens of Israel, or which is equivalent to ending the apartheid system that Israel has. And the third and most important is the right of return, based on UN Resolution 194. I think it's important to keep in mind as well that although the call did come from Palestine, it was issued by Palestinian civil society in the West Bank, in the Gaza Strip, Palestinian civil society inside Israel, but also Palestinians in the diaspora. So it's very much a unified call amongst Palestinian civil society organizations everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Looking at BDS in recent years, some have said that the real moment that BDS took off worldwide was after Operation Cast Lead and the massacre in the Gaza Strip in 2008. And of course, with the recent atrocities that have happened in the Gaza Strip, there's been renewed calls for BDS around the world. So in light of what we've just seen in Gaza with Operation Protective Edge, or so-called Operation Protective Edge, what have been maybe some of the most significant recent BDS victories?
Sure. Individuals around the world and the solidarity movement around Cast Lead, like you mentioned, but also increasingly now, have come to see that symbolic solidarity are no longer enough, which is why BDS is the answer, so to speak, because Palestinians have called for it, but also because it's an effective way of holding Israel accountable. So just in the last couple of weeks, in response to Israel's aggression on the Gaza Strip, the UK National Student Union has endorsed BDS. Several weeks before that, the Gates Foundation sold down its shares in G4S, which is a security system that provides security for Israeli prisons where Palestinian prisoners are tortured and held in awful conditions. The Protestant Church divested from G4S. And increasingly, in this most recent war, Israeli exporters are reporting a decrease in demand for their Israeli produce. Dutch pension fund ABP has also divested from two Israeli arms company. Penelope Cruz and others in Hollywood have also condemned Israel's attack on Gaza. And so the list is very long of these forms of concrete actions that are being taken to end Israel's impunity and to hold it accountable.
We've heard a lot, of course, about BDS actions in solidarity with Palestine happening in countries around the world. But I'm very interested to know, you know, how this campaign kind of takes form within Palestine, you know, within the occupied West Bank or within Gaza. We've seen reports of Palestinian youth trying to organize for product boycotts from within the West Bank. But can you tell us a little bit more, baby, about how the campaign is structured within Palestine, and what does the organizing on the ground look like there?
Sure. First of all, there is the Palestinian BDS National Committee, which is the reference for the global BDS movement and is also the largest Palestinian civil society coalition. So this is the coalition that coordinates the work of BDS, not just locally, but also with partners abroad. In addition to the BDS National Committee, like I mentioned before, boycotts in Palestine are not new, and they're the rule rather than the exception. So if we look at the academic and cultural sector, for example, the boycott is the standard, so to speak. And there are always violations, of course, that the BDS National Committee and other organizers work to end. But it's important to keep in mind that that is the rule. In terms of a product boycott, I think what's happening now in this most recent attack on the Gaza Strip is that youth organizers throughout the West Bank, but also in Jerusalem and inside Israel, are organizing campaigns that are leading to the de-shelving of Israeli products from numerous supermarkets and stores in the West Bank. Several supermarkets have taken a decision to gradually phase out Israeli products completely from their stores. But it's, of course, important to keep in mind that the boycott, the Palestinian economy is a captive economy. So a boycott can only be partial in the West Bank and the Gaza Strip because Israel controls the economy. But the campaigns for boycott inside, but also the calls for boycott that are urging organizers and solidarity groups abroad to boycott are also increasing.
Again, we're speaking with Hind Awad, who is with the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid in Toronto, and also previously with the Boycott National Committee in Palestine. And finally, we've been speaking to people throughout this series, the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, about what ordinary people can do either here in Canada or around the world to stand in solidarity with Palestine, especially given the most recent attacks. What would be your best advice in terms of how people now can get involved with this movement?
That's a great question, I think, because the BDS movement has made it so that individuals like you and I and everybody else can take part in the movement. The movement is decentralized in that each and every one of us can organize in our workplaces, in our churches, in our unions, play an active role in ending Israeli impunity. And I think the best way to do that is first to boycott Israeli products in terms of the Israeli produce that we see in supermarkets, but also companies that have international boycott campaigns against them, such as SodaStream, which is a campaign that Kaya is working on, but also Ahava, which is an Israeli cosmetics company that produces that has its factory in an illegal settlement. So I think my advice would be for anyone who's looking to be involved is to pick a specific target. So say your office is using Israeli water or doesn't have a policy against SodaStream. And I think the best way to organize in BDS is to pick one specific target that is really well researched, that you can form a campaign around, and a campaign that you can win. And once that target is won, we can move to another one. So in short, I think my advice is to boycott Israeli products and produce, but also to organize your community around a specific context-sensitive and winnable campaign.
Great. Thank you so much. Again, we've been speaking with Hind Awad, who is with the Coalition Against Israeli Apartheid, or Kaya, in Toronto. You can visit their website at kayaweb.org. And also previously, an organizer with the Boycott National Committee in Palestine. Hind, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me, Aaron.
You just heard the Palestine Solidarity Sessions, a special presentation of CKUT Radio. For more information on this series, or to download other segments, visit ckut.ca/news. Follow us on Twitter at CKUT News with the hashtag CKUT Palestine, or email news@ckut.ca. For weekly in-depth coverage on Palestine and Palestine solidarity initiatives, tune in to Under the Olive Tree, Thursdays at 11 a.m., or follow them on Facebook. We wish you all a free, free Palestine. Palestine. Free, free Palestine. Free, free Palestine.